The video was grainy, but it showed enough to possibly crack open the biggest lottery scam in American history. A heavyset man walks into a Quick Trip convenience store just off Interstate 80 in Des Moines, Iowa, 2 days before Christmas 2010. The hood of his sweatshirt is pulled over his head, obscuring his face. He grabs a fountain drink and two hot dogs. "Hello," the cashier says brightly. Head down, the man replies in a low-pitched drawl, "Hello." They exchange a few more words. The man pulls two pieces of paper from his pocket. The cashier runs them through the lottery terminal and then hands over some change. Once outside, the man pulls off his hood, gets into his SUV, and drives away. The pieces of paper were play slips from Hot Lotto, a lottery game that was available in 14 states and Washington, D.C. A player, or the game's computer, picked five numbers and then a sixth, known as the hot ball. Players who got all six numbers right won a jackpot that varied according to how many tickets were sold. At the time of the video, the jackpot was approaching $10 million. The stated odds of winning it were 1 in 10,933,383. 6 days later, on December 29th, the hot lotto numbers were selected. 3, 12, 16, 26, 33, 11. The next day, the Iowa Lottery announced that a Quick Trip in Des Moines had sold the winning ticket, but no one came forward to claim the now $16.5 million jackpot. After a month passed, the Iowa Lottery held a news conference to note that the money was still uncollected. The lottery issued another public reminder 3 months after the winning numbers were announced, then another at 6 months, and again at 9 months, each time warning that winners had 1 year to claim their money. In November 2011, a man named Philip Johnson, a Canadian attorney, called in with the correct serial number from the winning ticket. But when asked what he'd been wearing when he bought it, his description of a sports coat and gray flannel dress pants did not match the Quick Trip video. Then, in the subsequent call, the man admitted he had fibbed. He said he was helping a client claim the ticket so the client wouldn't be identified. This was against the Iowa lottery rules, which require identities of winners to be public. Lottery officials were suspicious. The winner's anonymity was worth $16.5 million,